Carl.
Mrs. Bush, call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Present.
Mr. Knight?
Present.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Lovett?
Present.
Student recognition.
Okay, we're going to start with Students of the Month, Mr. Sackett.
I'd like to present Maddox Shreve, the Grill Student of the Month. Maddox is a third grader and was nominated by Mrs. Joseph. Mrs. Joseph is sad that she cannot be here tonight. She came to me a few months ago and said, Maddox has to be Student of the Month, has to be Student of the Month. But she said, make sure you get it on a day if I can be there. Unfortunately, we were timing it up and she had a baby about 5 weeks early. She said, no, we can't wait anymore. He deserves to be recognized. I've been doing some investigating, because I see Maddox throughout the hall frequently and talk to him, but he's a very quiet boy, does his work, does everything he's supposed to do. I just wanted to investigate a little further here, so I talked to Ms. Joseph and the teacher from last year, Mrs. Mitchell, and she says, man, Maddox, he's a hard worker, very helpful, always stays back in the room, sweep up my floors after lunch, carrying books for me, always very helpful. As we were talking, another teacher heard, and she said, oh, I know Maddox, you know Maddox. In my morning class, boy, he's always helpful, gets right to work, all about business. Maddox is a lunch helper. He's a health custodian, carry out the, gather all the trash bags, takes them out to the dumpster. And I talked to one of his peers. I said, why do you think Maddox should be Student of the Month? He said, he always answers questions, works real quiet, works real hard. And so I said, Maddox, I said, everyone keeps talking about how the world always works so hard. You're always such a good helper. Why do you help so much? And he just said, you know, I just don't want Mrs. Smith, the custodian, to carry all those bags all by herself. I don't want those teachers to carry those books. I want to make it faster for everybody. You could tell that like helping kept coming up, and that helping people is really important to him. It's not because he wants a reward or because he wants positive praise. It's just important to him. So he's always finding a way to help somebody. So I do want to read what Mrs. Joseph recognized me. She said, Maddox is a clear example of a leader and a team player in the classroom. Is so kind and polite to other students as well as very respectful to other adults. He's always asking what he can do to help and jumps at any opportunity to do something for others. She said, one of my favorite moments was during math groups. I was busy on the carpet with a group of students while another group were there to see some independent work. A student was heading towards me when Maddox stopped and then asked what they needed. The student had a question about a problem, and next thing I hear with Maddox saying, this is how you do it. Do you understand it now? Do you need anything else? Maddox is one of the hardest workers. He's always contributing to our class discussions, answering questions, and asking very thoughtful questions as well. A great leader is defined by many characteristics. Maddox is a wonderful student who possesses these characteristics and deserves to be Student of the Month. So Maddox, we're very proud of you. Thank you for being so helpful. Definitely.
Mrs. Monet.
Introduced tonight, Nathan Stevens, and he is a very special third grader. Mrs. Kozak's going to share a lot about him, but some things I want you to know that I really value of him is his strength and his courage. Nathan is a leukemia survivor, and we celebrated that when he was in first grade. He was able to be done with his chemo. We had a big party, didn't we? Love and friends. And he comes from a precious family. His mom is a kindergarten teacher out at Grill, and his sister was our very first Student of the Month this year. So we have a very precious family here, and we're so thankful they're part of our primary. So, Mrs. Kozak.
First thing I want to do is to give Lincoln, because he's a superhero. And he is a superhero because he's a leukemia survivor, and that takes so much strength to be able to do it. But of course, you're a superhero if you survive leukemia. However, you're not a Student of the Month. He's a Student of the Month because he is so brave and he sticks with it. He uses all of his fighting energy to getting a good education. It takes him a little bit longer to process information, but when he gets it, he gets it. When he has great insights, he has more persistence and perseverance than many adults that I know. He does not give up. Of course, Nathan is bright and patient. He always makes good choices. He's a quiet leader in my classroom, and I can always count on him to keep it. He's always willing to help a friend and be kind to others. And of course, every superhero has a superhero family. And I would like to thank Nathan's family for all of their hard work and support in helping to make him the superhero that he is. I'm sure Nathan's going to continue to be successful as a fourth grader, a middle schooler, and a high school student. Maybe he will become a great engineer or a scientist. Who knows? In conclusion, this is Nathan.
Mrs. Oliveri.
Before we start, I would just like to remind everybody that the 100-year celebration for the building that we refer to as Cornerstone is happening this Saturday. The building will be open from 1 to 3, so if you are a Cornerstone alumni, feel free to please come through and see what we've done. We have a lot going on that day. We'd like to welcome all of you. Now, I'd like to introduce you to kindergartner. This is Trent Witter. And earlier this month, I had tasked the kindergarten teachers with finding the student of the month. And it's always a good go-round, and Mrs. Constantine won the battle, so to speak. So this is her student, so I'd like to introduce you to Mrs. Constantine and to Trent Witter.
Good evening, this is Trenton. When Trenton first walked in the door at our orientation for kindergarten, he looked very nervous and very scared. And after the next couple of weeks, he never raised his hand. I would ask questions and he would kind of do this. But he's come out of his shell and come a very long way since the beginning of the school year. He's a student who describes the word leader perfectly. He's a wonderful role model in the classroom and is actively proactive. He's always doing the right thing without me having to tell him. He goes over and beyond to be a kind friend to his peers. He's always helping others. Not only is he sweet and thoughtful, but his smile is contagious. When he smiles, every student in the classroom smiles. He takes risks to answer challenging questions and always makes sure to take his time on his work. He does a wonderful job in my class. He loves science and social studies. He always has that hand raised. He wants to answer all the questions. I'm so proud of all his accomplishments so far this school year. One of my favorite memories so far this year is when the students had to dress up as a community helper, and he dressed up as a paleontologist. And he was dressed, he had his dinosaur shirt on, he was teaching the students about different types of dinosaurs, he had his tools with him, and I was so proud of him for speaking as well as he did in front of our class family. That was a big first speaking project that we had to do, so I was very proud of that. So congratulations.
Mrs. Gerber.
Representing the middle school this month, for our student of the month, Mr. Trevisano and I would like to present Ellie Carneal. First, I'd like to start, Ellie comes from a family that's very supportive of the Norton schools. When we need a video for Katie Graham's jail, for the parking lot, we call the Carneals. I think we've gotten everybody in the family in the videos except Dad. Dad refuses to be in our videos. Mrs. Carneal has come through with teacher luncheons on 4 days' notice when I've called her. So the family, as a group, is very supportive of our school. But we're here tonight to talk about Ellie. Ellie has an outstanding personality. In addition to being on the National Junior Honor Society, being a leader in student council, working in the office, thinking she's the principal. Today I walked in, she's sitting at my desk. I go, Ellie, what are you doing? So you never know when you're going to find Ellie in the office, but she's always there willing to help. And that's to help an adult, to help another student, to help anybody in need, to help an adult coming into the building. We had a bunch of student teachers recently that reported to our building, and it's with anybody in the community. Ellie always has a smile on her face and is willing to offer some really strong Panther spirit to strangers and new students in our building. Mr. Tribb is going to share some information on Ellie in the classroom.
I think you just got it all. That was pretty good. Ellie obviously is a great kid. I think she's a kid that every teacher would love to have in their class. When you meet her, you're kind of thrown back, like, this is a teenage kid, how positive she is. I have not met a kid that is more positive. I don't think she could not be smiling. I don't think she could say a negative thing. She is always, like, upbeat. I have a couple stories. I could have a million stories for you about Ellie, but I'll try to keep it short. One of my favorite stories is she came one day, and she did this verbiage, and she's just walking up, and this is Ellie. She's always moving. She's never really sitting down unless I'm like, sit down. And she's like, I'm so ready to learn today, Mr. Tripp. I want to learn and learn, and I'm so excited. And I woke up this morning, and I woke up all my sister and my brother. I said, we're going to learn today. And they're like, leave me alone. Like, I'm just learning. And she's just like that positive, energetic, and fun. And so it makes class a lot more fun when you have kids like that that are, you know, involved and motivated. I know I'm going to forget a couple stories I want to share. On Friday, she goes, Mr. Tripp, you need to decorate your room. I go, all right, well, I'm not really that kind of decorating type guy. She goes, don't worry, I'll take care of it. I go, it's Friday, you're going to totally forget. I'm thinking, it's Friday, you're going to forget. 6:30 on Monday, she is at my door. Where have you been? I got all this stuff. I got stockings, I got garland, I got this, I got that, I got this. Come on, we gotta get going right now. I'm like, okay, sorry. I'm all of a sudden a student. She's motivating me to get moving. And that's the kind of kid she is. She's just a phenomenal kid. The last thing I want to share, and this is what made me say, I knew she was going to be student of the month, but she did this, and I was like, man, is she a great kid. We had group work, and I said, you need a group of three or four, because a group project won't work unless you have at least three kids. And so all the kids kind of go on their clips, and they get to pick their own group. And she's with her three other friends, and there's a group of two boys, and they don't have a third person. And I'm like, oh man, like this is the toughest part sometimes, the teacher. You know, how do you get that third kid? You don't want to take kids away from your friends. And she's looking at her group, she looks at the two boys, and she goes, you need a third person. You know, guys, I'm gonna go help out these two boys, okay? Hey, I'll be your third person. And she just went out of her way, went away from her friends to join that group. And it just, well, it made my job a lot easier, which I really liked. But it just showed what a caring, great person that she is, and what a great student she is. And she totally deserves student of the month. Congratulations, Ellie.
Thank you, Mr. Shader.
Congratulations, Ellie. You know, when she was walking up here, I thought, why is Madison the student of the month at the middle school? Gosh, you guys look alike. My goodness. The Carneal train just keeps riding through. I can see her next year. All you get tonight is me. Unfortunately, our student of the month at the high school is Emily Moore, and she is very, very sick tonight. I actually was told that she may even be at urgent care right now. So. We hope that she is okay. If it's okay with the board, we'd like to bring her back next month so
absolutely.
She can be on with the February student of the month.
Absolutely.
You know, she's better to look at than me, but not all you. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick. We'll take a quick recess to congratulate the students of the month. Under public participation, Mr. Dunn.
Yes, every January, the Ohio School Boards Association designates January as a board recognition month. So at this time, I would like to present to board members certificates for their commitment and work as Warren City School Board members. Jennifer. So this is for the 2015 school year. Rob?
Thanks, Dave.
Jason?
Thanks.
Cindy? And it just so happens, I wasn't sure if you'd be here. Pat?
You had your congratulations. Thank you.
And before we get to public participation, I'd like to make sure that when you come up, that you address the board as a whole. Do not call out individual board members. And, you know, we all said that we're going to move forward, and we're all going to commit to that. So I'd like to just make sure that we stick with that. And if it's good or bad, we're all going to direct that to the entire board. So first person up, and I would like to make sure that you state where you live, what city, so we can be fair. So the first person that signed up, Tracy Rainier.
If you would, that'd be great.
I'm Tracy Rainier. I'm an 81 alum of this amazing, wonderful, thank you all for being here in our Wharton community. 2 weeks ago tonight, this very night, this is what I looked like, this very outfit, my hair just like this. I've never come to a committee of the whole meeting, but we knew that the architects were going to be talking about the new elementary building. So many of the elementary parents and teachers came. We wanted to hear what was being said, and we were encouraged to do so. I looked just like this. After the meeting, another teacher and I, who is a dear friend of mine, hadn't seen each other over holidays, hadn't eaten. So at 7:30, we walk into one of the restaurants, and I do live in Norton, by the way, sorry.
Thank you.
The very next day, I had all of these parents coming to me. Oh, Mrs. Rainier, we're so sorry someone said that about you. And you know, the wonderful thing about being in your 50s, and if you're not here yet, don't rush, but it's wonderful, you really don't care what people say about you. But I got to thinking, because more and more people came up to me. And then it was brought to me that someone said about the other teacher and I, it was pointed out to me that they were two teachers. They looked like something the family dog drug in the door. Whatever happened to dress for success? And then it said, pulling your hair up in an outdated banana clip, far from a professional look. Well, my banana clip represents a lot of things. And on that day, my banana clip represented that the night before, I got a call from Matt Carroll, and Matt had been my son's high school varsity football coach. And when BJ was diagnosed playing football his college freshman year, Matt and Harry Timms were the first ones to be at Akron General. And by that time, Matt wasn't even living in state. So that night I heard that Gunner, Matt's 9-year-old, has a stage 4 cancer. And it's very devastating. Also at the Committee of the Whole, and I thank you, a colleague who I started the same year with me is in my building, who is one of my dear friends, has been told, we're done, there's no more treatments for you. And she wrote me a goodbye letter over break. So this banana clip, let me not do my hair Monday morning and pray for about 20 more minutes that morning. And this banana clip also enabled me to keep my hair up, because we have a little girl right now who's fighting chronic lice, and she needs my hug. She's not in my class, but she makes sure she walks down to my classroom and says, oh, Mrs. Rainier, I got lost. Well, you know, the year's halfway over. She needs my hug. And this is positive, and you're all here because it was Martin Luther King week. And as I'm looking at those big 5-year-old eyes that believe when we say it doesn't matter what shade your skin is, it doesn't matter what you look like, it doesn't matter if you're the best at reading, the best at your math facts, the best drawer, the best singer, we all have gifts, and that's what Norton is about. That is what we are about. So it is a new beginning, and I do want this to be positive. but I also want it to be about not individuals. We need to agree to disagree. We need change. Change is for good. It's what helps move us forward. But with that being said, if you do disagree with something, I teach my five-year-olds, we all, and it continues on, all K teachers do. You don't have to like that book. You don't have to like that. But please share why, because when you share why you say no to something, we understand you better. We kind of can have dialogue then, and we can grow. None of us, we would hope certainly that not all five of you always agree on everything. We do not want that. We are all individuals. We are here for Norton, and as you said, we all want to begin together, and we want to move forward. And when you hear things like, as you listen to the students and their successes, please know that I represent every teacher in this district that is so dedicated to bringing out the gifts and the talents, regardless of what they are. And when we say in K, is it okay to be different? No. Why? It's great to be different, and we are Norton, and this is the beginning. And together, we truly hope that we move forward, because this is an amazing district.
Tracy, that's 5 minutes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. Is there any other public participation? You have 3 minutes.
My name's Dave Haupt. I see that we spent quite a bit of money.
You got to state your where you
live. I live in New Franklin. I see that we spent quite a bit of money on the STEM class to teach about aviation. And I want to ask this board to go a little bit different direction to help obtain that goal. Being in the flying industry since 1980, as a second job, second career, second whatever you want to call it, weather was the biggest thing that they taught us in all our basic training and in our advanced training. I'd like to see Norton High School put a weather station up, put it on their website. Many reasons for that. First of all, it'll help the STEM class. Weather is a big part of aviation. Second of all, we've got to get these kids that don't like school interested in something we got going on. I've got grandkids, two of them don't like school, two of them love it. And I'm not sure about the other one. But anyhow, on the days that it's so cold and windy, they're always, Grandpa, what weather we got at the house? Are we going to have school? We're not going to have school. What if we had a website? We had the current conditions at Norton, not Akron Fulton, not Akron Canton, not Worcester Wayne County, not Cleveland, actually Norton, where these children go to school. And if it was zero, and that's a cutoff number, isn't it, Mr. Dunn?
No, it's a combination of temperature and wind chill that we look at. So there's not an X factor number temperature-wise that sets it off.
Okay, well, you could discuss that and try to get something going on this website so the kids that aren't real interested in school would be on your website. Once you got them there, there's things you can do with this website to have these children learn. Also, with this aviation deal, I contacted the Experimental Aircraft Association, their main office, and they told us that they were very interested in helping Norton City Schools with a flying program. Not to learn how to fly, but to learn about aviation, airfoils, so on and so forth. They're very interested in helping. Very little to no money. Also, there's a lot of things that weather is hooked to. We have a lot of kids, and I see the trucks out in the parking lot. I used to sponsor an alcohol funny car. How you tune the funny car up was according to the weather, barometric pressure, temperature, and relative humidity. If you didn't set the return fuel orifice correctly, you lifted the blower off the car and did $40,000 worth of damage. The guy that I sponsored got his car down to $700 a
month. Mr. Hout, your time's up.
Thank you. If the board would like to have me go further with this, I'll put more time into it. If you don't, that's fine too.
All right, thank you. Is there any other public participation? Seeing none, we'll move on to agenda item 4. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
I do have a correction. Under the consent agenda item G, number 9 says Kurt Bergen. The correct name is actually, should be Alice Weatherly. You see me that?
We need to make a motion to correct for a correction.
No, you'll just approve it as corrected. As long as everyone's okay with that.
Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
So we can have a motion for that correction.
So moved.
Or for the agenda?
For the agenda.
For the entire agenda or the correction?
For the correction on the agenda.
No, we can just for approve the agenda as corrected.
As corrected.
The whole thing.
Right.
As corrected.
It's the whole agenda.
As corrected.
Right. So moved.
Who was the second?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under board business, the committee assignments. I did look over everybody's email. Thank you. Was everybody satisfied? I took in consideration everybody's requests. If you could just read those, Mrs. Hagenbusch.
Community engagement, Mrs. Webble is the chair. Mr. Knight is also on the committee. Finance, Mr. Knight is the chair and Mrs. Bennett is also on the committee. Instruction and technology, Mrs. Bennett's the chair, Mrs. Webble on the committee. Operations, Mr. Sams is the chair, Mr. Yule's on the committee. And policy, Mr. Yule is the chair and Mr. Sams is on the committee.
Good. We can start when everybody's ready to go ahead and start having those meetings. Under item 6, can I have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes for December 14th, 2015, attachment A?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item B, can I have a motion to approve special meeting minutes January 11th, 2016, attachment B?
So moved.
Who's second? Thanks.
Call the roll.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 7, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve item A, December 2015 warrants attachment C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item B, can I have a motion to approve December 2015 financial statement attachment D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item 8, superintendent's recommendations, personnel. Can I have a motion to approve item A, approval of personnel retirement resignation, leave, and termination 1 through 6?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Item B, can I have a motion to approve personnel classified pending background and license check? Items 1 through 4.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item C, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel certified pending background and license check? Items 1 through 9.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Item D, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel classified pending background and license check? Items 1 through 3.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item E, can I have a motion to approve resolution for non-certified, non-licensed assistant coach supplemental positions for the 2015-2016 school year, pending background check and permit check. All positions are subject to adequate participation. Attachment E, softball and wrestling. I wanted to read both of those just okay. Because they were separated.
Hey, wait a minute. Is that you, Rob?
Rob.
Okay.
I just have a quick question. For some of these, why is it so late that it shows up on the agenda? Like wrestling is midway through.
The situation is sometimes we fill positions with volunteers.
Oh, okay.
As the season goes, it's not like
it's okay.
Been all year.
But we still have to vote on it. Okay.
Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, should I say corrected?
That's fine.
Items F through K, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Oh, okay.
It's all of those that are stuck.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries.
I'm sorry. We should have talked about that.
Under item 9, superintendent's report.
Yeah, we'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the students of the month and thank the staff for all the hard work that goes into working with our students. Chair Gerchak, do you have anything to ask?
Well, again, congratulations to our students of the month. I just thought I'd mention that the elementary principals and I are collaborating to provide training to our elementary and middle school teachers that are using NWEA MAP assessments. Some of you that are parents are probably aware that your students have been taking the MAP assessments. So we're going a little step further and we're doing some training with our teachers to use those results to guide their instruction in the classroom, and then also how to work with the students so the students use those results and sharing them with the parents. So we'll be starting that February 1st and then following up February 8th.
I just wanted to say it's good to see everyone again. I thank you again for your understanding as I spent the last several months attending class on Monday nights for my principal's license, and I'll finish the internship in the spring. I have some Wednesday night classes, but that won't conflict with any more of the board meetings, so I'll get to see all the students in the month and everyone. So I just want to say thanks again. I appreciate you understanding that.
Just congrats to students of the month, and it's kind of a shout out to the preschool. Over the past 3 years, they have been working on the transition skill summary, which is a summary they do at the end of the school year. And we identified 3 target areas that we're looking at, and that's rhyming, comparing quantities, and social problem solving. So those 3 things are things that we identified with our preschool students that are transitioning into kindergarten. So we're gonna participate in a training that's called Preparing Children of Summit County for Success. And really what that's going to do is it exposes the kids and also our preschool teachers so that they are better prepared to service the kids. So when they make that jump to preschool, it's not like light years away. So thank you. A couple things I'd like to discuss. One, I'd like to, though the kids that are still here won't like this, I want to thank Mother Nature for keeping all that snow south. Building projects staying on track. You know, throw a couple pieces of snow down and it changes even interior work, just getting equipment in and out. I'm sure we'll see some snow, but it's keeping the project going. I also wanted to bring up this Friday, we have a professional development day with most of the staff in the district revolving around safety. Police and fire from Norton City are coming in conjunction with, we're going to kind of start our Navigate software implementation. So we're looking forward to getting through that day and getting a little feedback.
That's cool.
As we start to implement that software as well as coordinate with police and fire.
Thank you. Thank you for those reports.
Me? Oh, I'm sorry. Congratulations to the Students of the Month. As everybody knows, we have levies coming up in March. Our issue numbers are going to be 14 and 15. 14 will be the additional operating levy, the 2.9, and 15 will be the safety and security levy. So hope we have some support on that. And I'm ready for spring. Just saying.
Mrs. Bennett.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Mrs. Hagenbusch said about the levies. It's very important that we pass these levies, continuing, especially with our operating dollars. We lost over $400,000 this in October from the state, so it's very important that we're able to pass that. The other thing, I'm really looking forward to the 100-year celebration at Cornerstone. I have three girls that have gone through that building, or one that's still there, so it's very dear to my heart, but I'm looking forward to Saturday. So thank you, Mrs. Oliver.
Mr. Knight. congratulations, Students of the Month, and I feel good about this year. I think that there's a positive feeling going on. I think that we're all ready to move forward. I think that's echoing, and that's a good thing. As far as the Cornerstone, I went to grade school there, so I told Amy I'm going to try to stop by there and go through. I have a lot of fond memories of that building, and so that's about it. I just want to move forward, and I'm glad that I feel like we're all pretty much in agreement with that. So thanks. That's it.
Mr. Yule.
Congratulations to the Students of the Month. When I was attending the meetings, not being on the board, it was one of my favorites is to see the smiles on the kids' face, except we had one tonight that was a little stern back there. But beyond that, I had the fortunate opportunity as a new board member coming on to have meetings with each building principal and at the middle school and high school principal, assistant principal, with Dave and his staff, and they were all great meetings. I attended Norton kindergarten through senior year, and nothing has changed from the aspect of good teachers and good people. And I want to echo, and Mrs. Rainier stole the thunder, but you know, I'm a firm believer, and ditto what she says, that it's not about anything of looks or people, it's about how you teach our kids. And having a student at the primary, I mean, and I apologize to all the other schools because I don't have, you know, kids there, but I see firsthand how it works, and I am a proud parent and a proud citizen of Norton. So with that, I don't expect that to change moving forward, and hopefully we can keep working together, and I explain to every one of them that I'm here to help. And that's what my plan is. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Mrs. Webber.
Thank you, Mrs. Alberry, for handling the 100th anniversary. Mrs. Constantine is on that committee, Mrs. Bruni, myself, Vicki Wallace, Chuck Coughlin, Chuck. We're excited about it because it stretches, you know, a lot of generations of kids. Mrs. Pletcher. So, yes, congratulations to speech and debate. Can you give us a little update of where they're going? Or?
Sure, thank you. This is surprising and unexpected.
I know, sorry. Yeah.
Well, we've had a really great season. We've had several students placing. Each Saturday when we're out competing, we are hosting 600 people in the district this Saturday. So if you work anywhere in the school, chances are there will be people performing and debating in classrooms and lectures all over the district. So thank you in advance to the administrators and teachers and also for our program. February 6th is our state qualifier, and so I'm hoping to get a good amount of students to qualify for states. So, absolutely. You know what, I just have to add that I'm so proud of our team because, you know, we compete against private schools and big schools. You know, we don't have little divisions, you know, like some of the athletics do. So we're competing against, you know, those type of schools every week and working hard and proud of them. Thank you.
Oh, and I just have to say, one of the students of the month, his mother was my Girl Scout. Literally, when I had Girl Scout troop, so kind of makes you feel old, but I'm proud of her. Thanks.
And it was when I saw Ellie come up, I was kind of scared. I said, I think Ellie teaches me in Safety Town. So when she talked about the excitement, and then I saw Mr. Siemens come up, I think Ellie, you taught him in Safety Town. So that was kind of neat to see. But when I was thinking a little bit about what to say today, I just wanted to let everybody know that I had my follow-up with Mr. Dunn. We had our follow-up meeting, so talk about moving forward. You know, Mr. Yule went into the buildings already, that's done. Our follow-up meeting with Mr. Dunn, that's done. So we are moving forward. So one of the things I wanted to say, Mrs. Rainier, I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And moving forward with your colleague, it is time to move forward. And it is time for it's time for us to move forward. And Mr. Santelli, thanks for coming in and getting your certificate today. Thank you for that. It's good to see you in person. So I'm gonna try to do my best. I was trying to practice, making sure I could read through this and try to understand it so that I can be the best person to represent this district and that you'll be proud to come into the meetings. I didn't expect to see so many people, and it's nice to see everybody come out for Students of the Month and congratulate all of them. So let's try to make this positive and continue to do that. And I thank you for coming out, and hopefully we'll get to see some more positive faces and come out and see our Students of the Month in this district move forward. So thank you. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Jennifer is.
Call the roll.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Thank you for coming.